Today I picked up studying officer invocation, and I was surprised to see the history and development of the old choir. There are no wrong notes. There are no incorrect sounds. If there is a seeming disharmony, it is only harmony seeking for a higher expression. If there is dissonance, it is only consonance preparing to express a greater unity. Be comfortable, but sit in an erect position. Let the body be at ease. If ego tries to come in, push it gently but firmly away. Have no expectations, for it is the hour of the unexpected. Aspire ardently as one voice for the new music to come down through these voices gathered here, and raise as one to the supreme. Lastly, forget about all forms of Eastern or Western music. Forget about everything except the divine, to whom we offer ourselves as the instruments for his song. We always begin warming up, preparing this instrument. So let's begin humming.
Ma. Yes, like a yawn. Exactly like a yawn. Perfect.
has been created overtones, but because the overtone comes about with our perfection of unity and harmony, it just rises and just fills the world. See if you can hear it this time. Concentrate very, very carefully on matching the tone of the person on either side of you. And if you can extend your consciousness to the entire room.
Oh.
voting.
If we can try to have the vote and then make it as beautiful as possible. Caress it, shape it, because it prepares us. How many Italians do I have here tonight?
Two Italians.
The most beautiful sounding language in all the world. Why? Because most of the words end in vowels. It's not German or English. But it's A-V-O. So we don't do A-E-O.
Oh. Thank you. The conclusion is always the same. The only true attitude is one of humility, of silent respect before what one does not know, and of inner aspiration to come out of one's ignorance. One of the things which would make humanity progress most, would be for it to respect what it does not know, to acknowledge willingly that it does not know and is therefore unable to judge. We constantly do just the opposite. We pass final judgments on things of which we have no knowledge whatsoever, and say in a peremptory manner, "This is possible, that is possible," when we do not even know what it is we are speaking of. And we put on superior airs because we doubt things of which we have never had any knowledge. Men believe that doubt is a sign of superiority, whereas it is really a sign of inferiority. Skepticism and doubt are two of the greatest obstacles to progress. They add presumptuousness to ignorance.
Oh. shapeless memory lingers in us still. And sometimes when our sight is turned within, Earth's ignorant veil is lifted from our eyes. There is a short, miraculous escape. This narrow fringe of clamped experience we leave behind, meet it out to us as life. Our little walks are insufficient reach. Our souls can visit in great lonely hours still regions of imperishable light. All seeing eagle peaks of silent power and moon flame oceans of swift, fathomless bliss. Calm immensities of spirit and space.
Thank you.
have been asked to give a concert on March 28th in the Ashram School Hall of Arlington in honor of the centenary of Mother's first meeting with the Sri Aurobindo. I have been given permission to ask Aurobindians and guests to join. So all are welcome who would like to be a part of that very special centenary celebration. I was shown one day the exact spot where Mother stood and looked up at Sri Aurobindo for the first time. And I tell you, it was an experience of my life. So I brought a few of my cards with my number on them and some blank paper. If you can just take a few moments, if anyone wants to sign now or later. We have absolutely transcendent music. It is music of modern composers that I feel have brought down something of the old music, touches of it. You have heard some of it. You have heard some of it. I've shared it, and I can share it with you because there are links to YouTube on the internet if anyone wants to hear this music. Much of it I already have purchased, so I have the sheet music, and we can begin fairly soon. Here are some more hands and